You gotta swag, and then pose. You gotta swag, and then pose.
If you're looking real good, let me see your swag with it. Straight from the model, so you bumping tags with it. If they ask you why, tell them it's on purpose. If they ask for your name, tell them call me Picture Perfect. Now swag, now I'm a treasure, homie. You will never see me buried in the desert, homie. Before I die is the motto that I'm living on. I can do all things, it's the scripture that I'm walking on. Best believe I walk alone. Told the devil I like his tone. And when he came and knocked it, I just turned around and sent them home.
You looking real good, let me see your swag with it. Straight from the mall, I see you popping tags with it. If they ask you why, tell them it's on purpose. If they ask for your name, tell them call me Picture Perfect.
Now
definition of the supernatural swag. I move mountains when I speak, something like my dad. Rebuke the devil, make him flee, watch him pack his bag. Then I strike a pose, cause I'm looking for the heel. My God is bigger than the almighty dollar bill. That's why it's worth the wait, my strength renewed every time. I'm on my wings like an eagle, cause I stay fly.
If you're looking real good, let me see your swag with it. Straight from the mall, I see you bumping tags with it.
What's happening? It's your boy DJ Buddy Crumb.
Yeah, and it's your homeboy G.
And you are listening to the 12 Show.
With them 12 boys.
Yes, sir.
They're talking about some hip hop beef.
Yeah, man.
Not
too long ago, we did this little show in Griffin, me in apartment 3. And we seen this dude shooting a music video. You know, we were like, okay, little dude doing this little hood video. You know how you like shoot. Since we here, bring the camera. Mm-hmm. And we just gonna do it like a music video. It's gonna get in. And so we seen, it was like, cool, that's what's up. Then we left. By the time we got home, mm-hmm. found out that dude had got killed. He got shot and killed.
Oh, yeah. At his video shoot.
At his video shoot.
They said it happened in the daytime.
Right, right.
He broad daylight. They
in
came
front
up
of everybody.
And shot him in the head.
Yeah, he got ran up on. Like, dog, man, really? And so I'm like, dang, man, I just saw the dude, man. Yeah. He was up there.
Y'all just got out of there.
We had just left. Like, and we only left because it was like a million degrees.
Yeah.
So it was like, man, it's hot, man. We saw a few of the acts, so it was cool. We did our thing, and we saw a few of that. So it was like, cool, man. It's about 100, though.
Yeah.
I'm about to pass out. Yeah, give me a man. Slushy or something.
Did they ever catch the dude that did it?
No, they call him but one.
You know what I mean? How old was he? He was a young kid, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was like 27.
Somewhere between 25 and 27.
It was like 25.
Dang.
And I like, dang, in hip hop, like that in hip hop? They say he had a few prior charges,
yeah.
But they say for the past year he's been concentrating on the music, trying to get his life right.
But see, you know what messes me up about the media? They didn't even have to bring that part up about his prior charges.
Yeah, they
been doing good for the past year. You know what I'm saying? Just say he was doing
good. Maybe they brought it up as, because remember at first they didn't know why it happened. So maybe it was like,
okay.
So was it gang beef or?
I think it was gang related.
But actually it was. Another thing that I heard was that some people rolled up and it was like, y'all need to stop. And it was like, nah, you know, we doing a video. And it's like, nah, get off. It's almost like you in my territory, stop.
Yeah.
And because he wouldn't stop shooting the video, it's like, all right, fine. Pop, pop. That was another thing that came
out. And I remember, like they said, the dude that ran up was wearing all blue. Yeah. And I know them dudes was wearing all red. The whole camp had on
right.
red.
Right. So it could have been.
See, I think it was gang feeling.
Well, I guess it's the code of the streets. Ain't nobody.
Well, say nothing.
Like, like I said, they caught three of them instantly.
Like the people who was there, that's on the side of the people who saw it, they're going to tell.
Yeah.
But the other people who, maybe the bystanders, like, man, I don't know who it was, man. I don't know. Because they scared them joker might have seen me standing out here. They might think I did it.
They all they know who it is. Yeah. They just hadn't caught him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Griffin ain't that big.
He could be totally somewhere else
yes.
by now.
To me, it's crazy because it's like, okay, you know how we had the level of beef for Tupac and Biggie?
Yeah.
Then you get other ones like 50, Fat Joe, and 50 and everybody else, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
Whoever's breathing.
And whoever, you know, T.I. had his little stint with Lil Flip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Ja Rule and them. But
we're going to get back on that when we come back. We're going to play some of this music.
Yeah, then we, I just want to say, I love mothers. No, I'm just
that has been missing for a long time.
Yeah. It's a 12
you know
show.
What this is? You know what this is?
Thank you, Pop.
It's a Ray King.
It's a Ray King.
God music. God music. Production. Production. King of Fly Boy. It's Brother Raw.
'Cause you ain't living right, and you ain't rapping right. You might be dropping down, but what's gonna happen later? You know God is watching. She here to tell your neighbor, whoa, you need to clean it up, whoa, and get your act right. 'Cause you ain't living right, and you ain't rapping right. You
do?
A big crib and you living for fame.
So what do?
Come on.
They can't do it like Jesus. They can't do it like Jesus.
Music pumping loud and you're running the game. And the girls go crazy when you step on the stage. So what it do?
They can't do it like Jesus. They can't do it like Jesus.
I don't care who goes first or who goes last, but I'll tell you, Puffin, what if I better have been on this one?
I better be number
because
one.
Because I got something to say to everybody out there.
They can't do it like
everybody
Jesus.
Out there doing under,
I said they can't do it like Jesus.
I'm sick of this shot.
I
walk down the block, I see people with the same issues.
Decided I was gonna do it 100%. I think it's time you do the same.
I put my faith out in left field. Got an enormous return. So I'll keep trusting. It worked once before.
And it's your boy DJ Buddy Crumb.
Yeah, what it do? It's your homeboy G.
And you are listening to the 12 show.
Yeah, with them 12 boys.
Yes, sir.
What's happening though?
Man, yeah. And so, you know, we talking about hip hop beef.
Yeah.
We talking about these guys and the guy that got shot in Griffin. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of times. And even on the gospel side, we seeing a lot of different stuff. People say really? This and say that. Yeah, it's crazy.
And you know, but before you make that point, the dude's album cover was exact. They said it was exact same.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
he had a.
It was called
tape. Police tape.
Police tape. Him laying down with the mark. Yeah, so it was like dog. And then the police scene they showed was the exact same as the album cover. Like he. Not, I ain't gonna say he predicted it, but like how life imitates art.
Into existence, I guess. Like, I don't want to offend nobody, but you know, you got to be careful with what you put out there in the atmosphere.
And a lot of times, you know, just in hip hop period, a lot of hip hop artists basically sell a dream.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Of okay, and hey, this is what I got. This so you can kind of have this too.
Yeah.
If you rap like me, if you do what I do, or if you sell what I sold. You can have this. And a lot of times that's what people try to do. They try to emulate what other people are doing. They say, shoot, he sold this and he sold that. Well, shoot, I think
ain't
I can do it too.
Ain't nobody original no more in hip hop.
And then a lot of times, a lot of stuff ain't true.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We know most of it is fabricated or a stretched truth.
It's like watching a movie, you know what I'm saying? We don't go to Brad Pitt thinking that he's somebody else, and we don't go to Tom Cruise thinking he's a spy for real.
Does that bother you, though? Like,
I mean,
do you consider it just entertainment?
What, hip hop?
Yeah, some of the music that's out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really listen to music
because I want somebody. If you go say it, I want you to have at least lived it or know somebody that has.
I don't listen to hip hop for the story side of it like that. Like,
you listen for the music
side. I like the music. I like the creativity in it. I like the beats. I like the lyrics too. Like, if you can rap, man, be able to rap. You know what I'm saying? Be able to spit. Be able to spit what you spit and the creator, like, tell your story well. Don't just tell your story. Yeah. I woke up, I walked out the car, and I slapped it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, man, come on now. Be creative in how you tell it. But I don't listen to it just for the
authenticity.
Like, I think, man, you are a real gangster, so I'm going to listen to you. Nah, man.
But I just don't want nobody selling me no dream. Or not dreams, no lies. But that kind of bothers me. If you say you really did this, and that in the street.
Or if you didn't,
I'm still.
Or be like Plies, who says, you know, I didn't do this. This was my brother's life. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Just don't say it. And then you doing interviews and you acting like this, but really you from.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Mary, I don't agree with that either.
Oh,
because even then you're still leading people in the wrong direction because they and especially little kids, they see that and want to be that.
And that's my point.
And in me, that's why I say me as a grown man, I don't see.
Well, even as a grown man, I don't like that.
I don't see a dude, even if a dude was really out in the streets and really just telling his story, mm-hmm. I'm still not going to inspire to be like that because I'm grown.
Yeah, true.
But there are a lot of kids that do. That's why I say I don't listen to hip hop now, mm-hmm. as in this is what I want to be. I want to be like him.
Yeah.
It's like I listen to it because I like it.
Yeah.
Man, we're going to play this music, then we're going to come back. The 12 show.
Sure.
Let's go.
So when you see me in the streets, don't freeze. And when I walk in like a G, I'm freeze. And when you see me in the streets, don't freeze. And when I walk in like a G, I'm freeze. I flood the floor like a pro, steady booming. I kill bulls, slice of mine like Coleman. Black dudes, brother, blood on my soul, man. Ice cold, man, focus and control, man. They bumps in the worldwide, yes sir, man. In and out the window of your whip like bruh, man. Goes and goes in every hood like a G. If you won't love worldwide, get like me. And when you see me in the streets, don't freeze. And when I'm walking like a G, I'm freeze. And when you see me in the streets, don't freeze. And when I'm walking like a G, I'm freeze. And when I'm walking, I freeze. I'm freeze. And when you see me in the streets, don't freeze. I'm freeze. I'm freeze. And when I'm walking like a G, I'm freeze. These last couple of years, I heard some strange things. It's like the whole rap game smoking quiet, man. Where the real, where the G's, where the truth? And just a handful of rappers bringing fire to the front. Yo, I jump high, hit the ground with a thunder sound. I keep it warm from the lava of the underground. From Kings to Town to St. Anne's Place, they say, sit up on our dream, I don't know how to prepare. I used to dance and moonwalk like MJ, but now I don't, it's skywalk like MJ. Coast to coast in every hood like a G. If you want the world, why get like me? And when you see me in the streets, don't freeze. And when I'm walking like a G, I'm freeze. And when you see me in the streets, don't freeze. And when I'm walking like a G, I'm freeze. And when I'm walking, I freeze. I'm freeze. And when you see me in the streets, don't freeze. I'm freeze. I'm freeze. And when I'm walking like a G, I'm freeze. You know they say that hip hop is dead, I don't agree. But I will tell you, hip hop's got crabs and herpes. Rappers spread the disease, dog, it ain't fair. The labor heads blow your bread in the air. They love to drink the devil juice, take a swig. Put that black face paint on dark into a chin, yep. Anything for the bread, paper, fatty cheese. Consider beef, fries, HIV, yeah. Just to move a couple units, they'll brush your head. But I don't fear nothing but God, I ain't never scared. If my spirit leave my flesh, I ain't never dead. All this life I speak on music, I ain't never dead. Girls get the kiss, and mamas get the hug. Give me doctors, better deep, like a thug, love. Coast to coast in every hood like a G. If you won't love worldwide, get like me. And when you see me in the streets, don't freeze. And when I'm walking like a G, I'm freeze. And when you see me in the streets, don't freeze. And when I'm walking like a G, I'm freeze. And when I'm walking, I freeze. I'm freeze. And when you see me in the streets, don't freeze. I'm freeze. I'm freeze. And when I'm walking like a G, I'm freeze.
What's happening? It's your boy DJ Buddy Crumb.
Yeah, and it's your homeboy G.
And you are listening to the 12 Show
with them 12 boys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, I was reading the other day, and just to let everybody know, we follow music. We have to.
Yeah.
So don't get offended if we bring up secular artists.
Right.
Nothing personal.
All right.
Nicki Minaj getting that little Kim now.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I'm saying? And
you know, a lot of that stuff be for album sales.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, Nicki Minaj
but Lil Kim shouldn't really be saying nothing, man. She ain't put out an album. Man.
But she might be coming out with an album.
Yeah.
So she needs a way.
Any publicity is good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To be seen, to be heard, for people to know who she is. Because you got a lot of, you got like half the generation that don't know who she is. We know who she is.
Yeah.
They be like, who is this little Kim girl?
Yeah, yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? With the funny looking face.
Exactly. You know wasn't she black?
Right.
But I thought it was weird because, well, me and my friend was talking at school. He's like, she should have did this when she got out of prison. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she could have capitalized on that.
Minaj
she really couldn't
really out like that, but
no.
She should have dropped the album because her name was still kind of hot in the streets.
Yeah, she could have really capitalized, and this is a bad thing, people.
Yeah,
but I mean,
and if they say it don't help them, they lying.
Yeah, like this is probably shouldn't be said, but you coming out of prison for a rapper in that lane is a good thing.
Yeah,
because she did her year,
didn't snitch.
And she could have really got it in. You know what I'm saying? But she took her time off and whatever. And now it's like, you know, in hip hop, you know, even in the limelight.
Yeah.
Anytime you take off, boy, that's like the hourglass turned upside down, bro.
Yeah.
That mug, boy, you start dwindling. So, you know, with them, they got to struggle.
So, do you see the same kind of beats in the gospel industry?
Not the same extent. It's usually over doctrine.
Really?
Yeah. You know, even in the I'm gonna say in the gospel world, period. Gangsters. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Pulpit gangsters, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's really more over doctrine. You know, some people don't believe in tithing offering, some people don't believe in speaking in tongues, some people do believe it, some people don't some people believe in other things, dues.
Yeah.
Some people don't believe in women should wear pants. Some people don't believe in makeup and earrings for women, and some people do. Some people believe in prosperity. Some people don't believe in prosperity.
In general, the churches that y'all go to, y'all pretty much have the same beliefs, right?
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
They perform at like a...
I mean, but the thing is, you perform at, I mean, Methodist, Baptist, Full Gospel.
But I'm saying that's Christian, though.
It's still Christian, but it's still... I mean, but the beliefs ain't the same.
Really?
The doctrine is different. Yeah, the doctrine is different. And so you go in, you know, they believe them. They don't, may not believe in, like some people when it come to secular music, like you can't play nothing close to secular. You can't even mention them in the church. I wear earring. You got to take your earring out when you're going
you
to church.
You have to take your earring out
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know if they was that strict.
Yeah. Some of them be like, man, you got to put on the suit when you walk in my church. Can't even wear your jeans.
See,
as a boy,
the church I go to is the only church I've ever been to. So
yeah,
when people talk about, you know, like the old Baptist preachers, I'll be like, for real, they really do that?
They really do that. Yeah, that's crazy, man. We're going to play this music. We're going to come back. This is 12 Show.
Yeah.
Y'all already know. Message boy. Hey, you know what that mean when the horn sound like that. Let's go, let's take the city, take the city,
yeah.
Let me do what I do. While everybody been performing, I've been brainstorming. Tell you what, I'ma get this industry a fair warning. I'm still in the blocks, man, I'm taking my marks. The way I see it, all these MCs gonna need their head start. Cause I'm bringing up the rear and I'm bringing the light, which means I'm bringing Christ every time I step to the mic. Oh yes I did, and ain't a silly posturepedic, so don't sleep on this kid. You should respect what I did, I brought healing to the hood. Mom, dad, sister, brother, everybody feeling good. See, Jesus was the only thing everybody needed. I couldn't reach them all, oh well, so be it. We about to take the city for the kingdom, best believe that. I got the victory and ain't even need a rematch. Hatred, you can keep that, envy, I don't need that. And to my critics, I can care less about your feedback. Take the city, take the city, take the city, take the city, take the city,
take the city,
take the city, take the city, take the city, take the city,
take the city,
take the city,
take the city,
take the city,
take the city.
the word of God, make sure you follow it. Then watch Jesus put you on the full scholarship. After that, it won't be long before you have a changed mind. Trying to find a flaw in this game you just can't find. He's the reason why I praise and worship at the same time. So when I throw my hands up, I ain't throwing gang signs. I'm watching for the devil, cause he offered me a gold medal. Offered me the opportunity to make more cheddar. But I walked away, I must admit the dude is so clever. I ain't selling out, but now this Negro ought to know better. He can keep the gold medal for the gold diggers. You got to give me more than that for me to work with you. What Christ gave to me was that one hit of quitters. He gave his life, so that makes him the high bidder. Take the city, take the city, take the city, take the city, take the city,
take the city,
take the city,
take the city,
take the city,
take the city,
take the city,
take the city,
take the city,
take the city,
take the city,
take the city,
take the city,
take the city.
Let me spell it out for you, man, it's the takeover. I got my makeup kit, cause it's time for a makeover. Wash your white as snow, white like baking soda. Now keep that in your head like your grandmama hair rollers. Rise and salute, he's the king of all kings. He died so heaven wouldn't ever cost a thing. He make my job easy, see it's simple and it's plain. I represent the one that had redemption in his veins. See, safety ain't an issue cause I'm covered by the blood. I'm covered like an extra medium coat, kinda snug. You know it ain't no love like the love from above. So when I'm rapping, let's just say I'm spreading the love. Make sure you're listening, take heed to this rhyme, homie. Forget checking in, it's time to get in line, homie. The devil can't stop me cause I'm too high, homie. I'm the Reggie Bush of the game, he got to keep his eye on me.
Take the city.
If you clean and you know it, you shining and you glowing, then get your hands up, whoa, whoa, get on the dance floor, whoa, whoa. If you clean and you know it, you shining and you glowing, then get your hands up, whoa, whoa, get on the dance floor, whoa, whoa. I'm Archie Clean, first in a brand new pair of jeans, fly like highlights watching me. So if you wanna know, take a look at me. This is all you see, that I'm OxyClean. First in a brand new pair of jeans, fly like highlights watching me. So if you want to know, take a look at me, and this is all you see. From sunrise to sunset, I will never up, let, let up, give up. Till the game is locked up, break down barriers, take over areas, let Christ carry them. I run like marathons, up on the tracks when I rip, get back. My swag be grizzly, ready to attack, but you don't really want that. Do you want that? I don't think so, so let me bring it back. Watch as I increase, be as fly as sea. Everything I know is everything he teach. So when it sits, I only know that this beat. A mechanical point for me to work on me. Okay. Put the rock in my head, but they doubted me. And I hear no calls when they fouling me. Threes up in the sky if you up with me. Extensively, intensively. Let's go. I'm Archie Clean, first in a brand new pair of jeans. Fly like highlights watching me. So if you wanna know, take a look at me. And this is all you see, that I'm Archie Clean. First in a brand new pair of jeans. Fly like highlights watching me. So if you wanna know, take a look at me. And this is all you'll see. And I'm Archie Clean. I'm Archie Clean. I'm Archie, Archie, I'm Archie Clean. I'm Archie Clean. I'm Archie Clean. I'm Archie, Archie, I'm Archie Clean. Like OMG. Off the 1-4, now the boy 16. In sync with the soul, glow style so pro. You already know, so if you're gonna hate, then prepare yourself for war. I'm a soldier, striking like a cobra. Heat to the flame, I fight and we taking over. He gets me high, I am so not sober. Oxy ain't fair, your boy here was just chosen. Turn it like a toaster, bullet flow with Bruce. Speak that cheese, so you know I got a produce. Macho, up to the max, call me Mr. Pop Tags. Cause you pop tags, you know I pop tags. By the way, I'm the youngest bungee cord, high jumper like a Ford. I explore when I tour different countries, traveling the world, speaking to the world. Every single man, baby, woman, boy, girl. I'm Archie Clean, first in a brand new pair of jeans. Fly like highlights watching me. So if you wanna know, take a look at me. And this is all you'll see, that I'm Archie Clean. First in a brand new pair of jeans. Fly like highlights watching me. So if you wanna know, take a look at me. get your hands up. Whoa, whoa, get on the dance floor. Whoa, whoa, if you clean, if you know it, you shining, if you glow it, then get your hands up. Whoa, whoa, get on the dance floor. Whoa, whoa.
It's your boy DJ Buddy Crumb.
Yeah, and it's your homeboy G.
And you are listening to the 12 show
with them 12 boys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So I mean, like, as far as I know, you said with the doctrine, is there places that y'all are just that y'all wanted to go that y'all are just not welcome in?
No, wait, no. I've never experienced the not welcome. I've experienced the looks and the attitude because we do hip hop.
So have anybody had a misunderstanding of what kind of music y'all did? Yeah, and y'all did it, and it was like, and I didn't know it was like that.
Like, we've had people come up to us after the show, be like, I ain't agree with what you said, or yeah. We'll be, say we do a church, but it's an out, like it's not at the church. Mm-hmm. It's like an outdoor event somewhere else. They have it a neutral place, and people come up, be like, you know, what you're doing is wrong. Hip hop is the devil.
Yeah,
and we've had that.
Wow.
And people try to argue to us and argue at us about it. Like, I'm not finna argue about.
Yeah, that's a
when it come to music and God, that just doesn't make sense. What you're talking doesn't make sense. The devil doesn't create anything, you jerk. Okay.
You don't say that to him.
You know, he doesn't create anything.
You know, I really don't like you.
He's
right
not
now.
A creator. He's an imitator, duplicator. That's what he does.
Wow.
So it's like, nigga, you can't, buddy, you can't tell me that. So. But and then you have stuff like, okay, I agree with what you said, but I don't like what you said about this, or they'll misconstrue a lyric.
Does that happen more often than not?
Nah, it doesn't really happen that often. Not like that. You know what I'm saying? And then you got certain, you know, even in gospel hip hop, you have certain dudes that don't believe in certain things. Like, so they might say something about your lyric. Like, you might have said something in a lyric, and they might say something about, like, I talk about my tattoos, and I'm pretty sure somebody out there got a problem with me talking about my tattoos.
So how would you defend that? I mean, let's just say for instance somebody's just, you know what, I got beef with Mr. Buddy Crump BC. I don't like what he talking about.
Then I just
how do you
it.
Acknowledge that? Do you acknowledge it in the
I would,
word?
I wouldn't.
Or do you acknowledge it as an artist?
Me being Buddy Crump, man, the Buddy Crump in me.
Yeah.
I wanna be like, now I'm finna do a whole song dedicated to you, MC such and such.
You wouldn't do it though?
But I wouldn't defend it because he might be helping out my career. For all I know, for the people who don't know me,
yeah,
I'd be like, "What did Buddy Crump say? What did Buddy Crump do?" So now they buying an album and listen to the record.
So would you
and
think,
they might end up liking what I said.
So would you think it's ungodly to have beef? And
I think beef is wrong.
In the gospel side,
I think it's wrong because what Jesus taught was love,
right?
And love your neighbor. Even I know Mr. Lott, I might misquote it, but he said, "How many times should I let my brother sin against me or take?" And he says, 70 times 7.
Yeah.
It's something like
that's
that.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like, make sure, you know, I'm not a scholar.
Yeah, not like the house pastor.
Right. But, you know,
preach.
But 70, so, you know, he, so for me to address it in a negative way, you know what I'm saying? To be like, "Yo, son, I'm out here grinding, you know what I'm saying? Look, I love your mother." It'd be like, you know what I'm saying? that's wrong because that's not, and then even if you go to the flip side on secular side, that's why bad things happen.
Yeah.
You know,
because
you put it out there, you know, people are people.
Yeah.
And they take it how they take it, and they feel like, okay, you going to say this to me? You going to do what to me? And you saying it in your lyrics. You going to do what to me? Okay, see, when I see you was on.
And that goes back to my point where you got to be careful what you say, because
you say?
Somebody going to try you.
Somebody going to try
you. In the gospel industry, you got, if you spreading this word, you better know this word.
You better know.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's going to be some scholars that's going to try it. But if you call yourself a minister, you know what I'm saying, a minister of gospel, what make you any different than the pastor in the pulpit?
Right. So, man, we got to play this music, man. Then we're going to come back. 12 show.
Push up.
Holla.
At
your boy.
Silly, I'm
just been calling.
Cause I knew that meant giving up my will for yours. I wasn't ready, but you were standing there.
Can treat you, girl. I'm not trying to hate on him, cause you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Can we spend some time and conversate? Tell me your favorite colors, I'll tell you my favorite food. You can share with me all the things you like to do. You can meet my family, I can meet yours too. Let me show you what this love can grow into. Respect, defer, and reverence you.
These are the seasons open to you.
If you were my garden, 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 girl.
Honey, you would still appreciate you.
Respect, defer, and reverence you.
These are the seasons open to you.
If you were my garden, 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 girl. There won't always be days of bliss, but you can trust I'll never walk from covenant. Cause I'm custom built for this, so that means that my heart's got the strength for this. Love is unconditional. I know I can lead you, God and provide for you. Take all the blame, girl, I give my life for you. I would dwell with you, always put you first. Wash you with the word, uh-huh. Respect, defer, and reverence you. If you were my garden, 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 girl. Respect, defer, and reverence you. If you were my garden, 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 girl. I'd invest in you. Precious time is what I spend in your world.
I'll give the best to you. I promise to love and cherish you, girl.
I invested
you.
Is what I spend in your world.
I'll give the best to you.
I promise to love and cherish you, girl. Appreciate your respect, defer, and revenue. If you were my garden, 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 girl. Respect, defer, and revenue. If you were my garden, if you were my garden, if you were my garden, if you were my garden. Girl, respect, defer, and revenue. If you were my garden,
if you were
my garden,
my prime of 31,
girl.
Steam appreciate you.
If you were my garden, 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 girl.
What's happening? It's your boy DJ Buddy Crumb, and this is the 12 show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about that time of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we call the daily fix.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when we get that word, that rhema word from the Lord.
What does rhema mean?
Spoken.
Thank you. Okay. Rhema word from the Lord, sent from heaven itself.
Preach.
Into our man of God.
Say that.
The bishop, the apostle, the preacher, the teacher, the evangelist.
All that.
I mean, he is the one, the only. He is a great man of God. He is a great, great man. He once did a telethon, you know, for an agency.
Yeah.
For a child organization, you know, to raise money for children. There's a bunch of stars there, and it.
Yeah.
And it was a call in and give you a donation.
Yeah.
His was the only phone that rung.
Wow.
And he raised over $10 million for the orphans. I mean, this is a great man.
That's a bad brother right there, man.
It was the greatest. It was like, it was unbelievable. It was unprecedented. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, and I'm just honored, you know, just to be in his presence.
Yes, sir.
So, Mr. Lydon, what has God put on your heart for a time such as this? In these last days, amongst front-loading washing machines in your house, smart refrigerators that tell you when your milk is low. I mean, what has God placed in your heart?
He's serious.
he's serious. You know what, though? But in honor of the conversation that we've been having today, I was really thinking about, you know, the Bible says that, how can a house divided against itself stand?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much one of the main reasons that, you know, when you start talking about beef between, especially Christian people,
yeah,
that affects the kingdom of God because of the fact that, you know, God is trying to do something and present a unified front.
Right.
You know, and if people cannot believe in what's going on with that, why? How is this so real if y'all arguing amongst yourself?
Right.
And then even within, and let's take this to an intrapersonal level, just yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How can people believe in you if you have so much turmoil inside of you?
Wow.
You know, you got guilt and condemnation from what you did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You got wrong mindset from other things that you, but then you got some word that you put in you too.
Yeah.
And all these things are competing against each other. And what you're saying is a very good message.
Right.
But what you're doing is something totally different.
Yeah.
So now you're like a house divided against itself.
A hypocrite.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You become basically a hypocrite. And, you know, it's kind of hard to always call somebody a hypocrite only because of the fact that I think what makes a hypocrite, a true hypocrite, is the heart.
Right.
When their heart really is not for what they are speaking about.
Right, or what
they proclaim. That's when I really call you a hypocrite, because sometimes it's hard. Somebody may honestly feel that this is the way that it should be, but they are having trouble themselves lining up with how they feel.
So a hypocrite is somebody that knows the truth, whereas what you're talking about is somebody
I think somebody who knows the truth and willingly and purposefully goes against.
It's almost like an alcoholic that can't stop. Like, he really wants to stop. He really wants to live this lifestyle.
He's not a hypocrite.
But the alcohol just keep calling him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's not a hypocrite. The guy,
so you got to be careful who you call a hypocrite. You might just be wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you don't believe it, don't make them a hypocrite.
Right.
And the thing is, you know, like with the alcohol, maybe he. A hypocrite would be somebody like, you shouldn't drink, but go to this house and be like, hey, dog, we about to go rip
do
it.
Do as I say, not as I do. I ride.
You know, so, but even still, that's a situation of a house divided against itself that cannot stand. What we have to do is make sure that our thoughts and our emotions line up with our words and basically line up with the word of God.
Right.
So that what we present out to people is the true nature. And don't just do it just to be doing it. Make sure that it's from the heart, that is who you are, because if it's not from your heart, it's eventually going to be seen that you truly are a hypocrite, or there's incongruency in your life.
Incongruency. I like that.
I like this guy.
Yeah, this guy right here. Keep him around for a while.
A little bit.
So, man, tell the people where they can reach you at.
You can always find me on Facebook, Dale Lott Jr. And if you just want to shoot me an email, LottDaleJr@gmail.com.
Mr. Scott.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, Garrett Scott, and you can find me on on Facebook, Garrett Scott, and on Twitter, G Scott the 12.
Yeah,
that's it. No, the 12, G Scott.
No, G Scott the 12.
G Scott the 12.
I need to get on it some more. Yeah. I'm gonna get on it some more. Yeah. I still don't quite get it.
Yeah, man, it's easy.
You be on it every day too.
Yeah, I try. It's hard though. But
one time you told us you was on the toilet though.
Yeah, that was great.
So yeah, cool. Nobody needs to know that.
Where I let you know my life, and this is real. It's real out here.
Wow,
it's real. I do it.
Wow.
You know, Twitter, Facebook, Buddy Crump, you know what I'm saying? That's me. Hit us up on Twitter. On Facebook also, them 12 boys. And we also got the podcast. Just go to iTunes, type in the 12 Shows Podcast, and you know, you'll see our lovely faces on that thing.
And we appreciate all the listeners, man.
All the listeners.
We definitely do.
We appreciate it. Let a friend know a friend, tell a friend, all that good stuff.
I got the mixtape on there, Buddy Crump is in Civil War. Got some good feedback.
Am I gonna get my credit check for writing those songs?
Wow. Okay. You know, I appreciate the. Everybody say that. That download and say. I appreciate the love, man.
Yeah.
You know, we just want to change the world. We can't do it by ourselves. We need y'all help to do it. So, man, help your folk out.
Yeah.
12. So.
Yeah. The heavens and the earth sing. You're exalted as your praises ring. Cause you live in our praises. And Lord, you deserve it all. Lord, your love is everlasting. And your mercy is new with the rising sun. So as your children, we rejoice as you give us life through your rising sun. Hallelujah, I give you high praise. Humbling myself before you, Lord, I bow down.